Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Hi there, welcome. Let's get right to the program today. This is a special program. We're going to talk about an issue that a lot of people have different opinions about, and you're going to say, David, why is this a financial issue? Why are you talking about it on your financial show? Well, as you hear the story and we learn a little bit more about it, I think you'll figure that out pretty quickly. I have Dr. Laura Yard in my studio with me. Dr. Yard, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much.
It's good to be with you.
And I'm happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here because we've got a very interesting subject to talk about, and that is the legalization of marijuana.
Correct.
All right. So this is something that a lot of people only have heard just, you know, bits and pieces. We see the headlines in the papers. The first obvious thing is there's a lot of money involved with any of these types of things. And so this is a money issue, both from people that think about it from an investment standpoint and the cost to society of addictions and tax revenues and all. It's just got money written all over it. I don't think it's ironic that it's a green plant. So
not at all.
So here's the question, and I know that, you know, you reached out to get back in touch with me, and so I was very glad you did, because I actually had questions myself about this. So I'm going to be asking you a lot of questions that
Great. My
listeners would probably want to ask themselves. So, and just to give our listeners who haven't heard you on our show before, Dr. Laura Yard is your specialty, your medical doctor, and you do a lot of work in the addiction area.
Correct.
Okay. So, and get the proper name for your location in Port Orange, the D Yard Wellness Center. And the website is deyardwellness.com. And so tell us a little bit about what you do there, and then we'll get into marijuana legalization, good, bad, or horrible in just a minute.
Okay. Well, primarily my passion is addiction medicine, and I started out with, as you know, anti-aging medicine and preventive medicine. And that's still part of my practice, but the need for addiction medicine is overwhelming. In the United States and in Volusia County, there are only 3,000 addiction specialists in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I do some general practice. I still do, as I said, some preventive medicine, but this is probably the biggest passion I've ever had regarding medicine.
I can tell. Your eyes are wide open. I can see the whites of your eyes. So let's get to the heart of it. I already know the answer, but I want my listeners. So good idea, bad idea, terrible idea to legalize marijuana.
Terrible.
Okay. Why?
Okay, really good question. That because the marijuana that they want to legalize is not medical. So that's a misnomer. There's no,
but I've heard that. I mean, I'm going to be the devil's advocate of what, and again, I'm Mr. Consumer right now, Mr. Voter, Mr. Every Person. I hear it in the news. I hear TV commercials. I hear radio commercials. I hear people telling how it's good. It's going to help people. And it's going to put these people that are suffering that I guess can't get other medications to ease their pain for whatever reason, that this will be it, the solution, and everybody will be happy.
Well, first of all, again, there's no medical marijuana that's been passed by the FDA. There is something called Marinol that was passed quite a while ago that is for, and it's a derivative, but it's for loss of appetite and for people that have, you know, they're having, again, loss of appetite. I'm trying to think the other condition that it's used for, but it's been around, it's been on the market for at least 10 years. Oh, for nausea. Especially for chemo patients.
Yeah.
So there are no FDA trials right now that have actually shown the medicinal effects of marijuana. Now, there are studies that we're trying to get through, but nothing at this point that shows that there is actually clinical evidence that there is any medical marijuana on the, you know, right now that's available that is for really effective for any condition. You hear a lot of anecdotal stories, but they're anecdotal.
Mm. So nothing yet. So in other words, I'll put it maybe this way. What I'm hearing you say, doctor, is that there's no evidence that says that this is good for a person.
No, it's potent. It's just pot. It's got,
it's not just potent. I mean, I read some of the things you had on your website and some of the information you shared with me, and that the quote unquote medical marijuana that they're trying to bring to market or that is being proposed to be legalized, it's a lot stronger than what's been around, right?
Correct. In the 1970s, it was about, THC is, of course, the psychoactive part, the one that gives you the euphoria, was about 1.5%. It's now at least 20%. Sometimes it gets as high as 30%. It depends on the grower. Because you've got all these different people that are growing marijuana, and right now it's really not being regulated. So there are many things that go into the marijuana.
Mm. That's crazy.
It's crazy. It's like asking for penicillin and, you know, turning to mold on a piece of bread to get your penicillin.
So I'm just going to ask some basic, you know, every person questions.
Okay.
The people that you hear about, again, in some of these stories or advertising, or and a lot of it's paid commercials. The first question is those people that are trying to get it done. The way it comes across is they're trying to get help for people who can't get other medications. Don't we have medication now that can ease the symptoms, be it, you know, pain or other things that the marijuana is supposed to help? Don't we have that now?
We do. Now,
so what's wrong with that?
Well,
they have their own side effects, or why marijuana
they
now?
They do because the cannabinoids are, they're all different ones, and they will potentially be helpful for different conditions like seizures. And yes, we do have seizure medications out there, but I think what we're trying to do is find something that's going to be effective and safe. And that's what the key is that you want something that's effective, safe, and doesn't have the euphoria that's going to cause impairment. And this marijuana now is going to cause tremendous impairment, where they've done studies at Harvard, and there are multiple studies that are showing that if once children start smoking, like in middle school or high school, they are going to lose probably about 10% of their IQ points that they're not going to get back. This is recent information. And what is disturbing is that they're already putting together products that are going to appeal to kids like they did in Colorado.
Well, that's one of the questions I want to get to is Colorado and what's going on there. But let's do this. Let's grab a quick break. If you're just joining us, Dr. Laura Yard is with me. Her office is in Port Orange, and the website is deyardwellness.com, deyardwellness.com. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Where can you find more spin than in politics? If you said financial services, you'd be correct. Ask a stockbroker how you should invest your money, and what do you think he'll say? Ask an insurance agent the same question, and what do you think you'll hear? Unfortunately, when an advisor is limited in what he can offer, he is often understandably biased. You'll need to ask questions. Ask advisors what products and services they can and can't offer. Ask about their licensing and credentials. Remain skeptical. This public service has been brought to you by Holland Financial. We want to help you plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, boy, you've got a good show you're listening to today. If I do say so myself, Dr. Laura Yard is with me, which is what's making it great. And she's helping us understand what's happening with medical marijuana and the attempt to legalize it. And you mentioned right before the break, Colorado.
Correct.
Is it legal in Colorado now?
Yes, it's legal now. Washington and Colorado. When I was at the American Society of Addiction Medicine, it was approximately 3 weeks ago, one of the speakers was an ER physician from Denver and a toxicologist.
Mm.
And
so how's this working out? Is it working great for Colorado?
Oh, it's working great. Less than 2% of the medical marijuana cards are issued for medicinal purposes. Less than 2%.
Well, what are the other 98% for?
Well, they have found that 20% of the people that are using it consume 80% of the marijuana.
Wow. And are the doctors experiencing any uptick in toxicologist stuff?
Yes. They have seen an increase, 300% increase in the requirements for a toxicologist in the emergency room. Because what's happening is the children are getting their hands on this very toxic marijuana. And again, these products are not just smoked. They have drinks that are literally like, you know, they're called like Doc Weasel or, you know, Doc Weed or something. But if you look, I actually have some slides, but it shows that all of these products are really marketed toward kids. And in Colorado now, they said it's at least 6.5% of the high school students are smoking on a regular basis.
That's not good.
No, that is not good.
So, you know, the question that forms in my mind is why do we need to do this? And that's why we're talking about this on a financial show. It's about money, right?
It's totally about greed. It's about greed. It's not about helping people. And, you know, there are some issues that I would say, if you're so interested in protecting the health of these people, why are you not encouraging FDA trials? Because then you find out the efficacy and the safety of a product.
Well, here's a dumb question. Why isn't that required to be able to get it legalized? Why don't you have to have, I mean, if I wanted to come out with a drug that says, okay, this is going to grow dreadlocks on your head in 2 weeks, don't I have to get some sort of approval if I'm going to try to sell that?
Normally, and what this is really interesting, because this is the first time that I've heard the media actually promote a product for medicinal purposes without any scientific research that supports it. So what I'm seeing right now is the media is all about smoke and mirrors, and it's being positioned as this product that's going to help all these suffering people, when in fact, if you look at what's going on in Colorado and you see these people, you know, showing up to pick up their pot, you know, at the dispensaries, these people you can tell they're in their teenagers, they're in their 20s.
They're not some person who's been suffering for 20 years with some sort of chronic illness.
No.
Because that's the picture that comes into my mind.
But it's not accurate. They're not letting facts get in the way of promoting this.
So the people that stand to profit from getting this passed would be people that are in a position then to sell it.
Absolutely, or invest in the dispensaries. Okay. That's how they're making money, because people are growing it, and then they have dispensaries, and then the people get the medical marijuana cards issued, and then they go to the dispensary.
It just gets
better. It gets
so do you know anything about what's happening in Colorado? Because this is where we see it already happening. Or do you know much about how, you know, who's making the money there? Here's my question. Is there big money behind this?
It's huge. Right now, it's almost $3 billion.
And it's just Colorado?
Yeah, and this is Washington? Just, and remember, this is just, they just passed it in 2012. In 1 year, they had 20 investors that have gone up to 110 investors. And these are people that are in very high places. It's very discouraging, because what's going to happen is the addiction physicians are going to be cleaning up the carnage while these people prosper. And they are specifically targeting kids, because the kids their brains don't develop until their early 20s. So they're very vulnerable to addiction. And especially if they start using this prior to the age 18, the rate of addiction goes up tremendously. And then, as I know, it's a gateway drug for a lot of addicts. So this is going to lead to more substance abuse. So it's not going to be just marijuana. It's going to go on to other drugs. And don't forget our pill mills that we had.
Yeah, this is just, it's scary.
It's appalling.
Yeah, it's
really appalling.
It really is a concern. And I'm thinking through, as you're talking, Dr. Yard, about the financial implications. First of all, if it's approved, am I hearing you tell me that if it's approved, that it's also could be a covered prescription?
That I don't know now, but I just know that right now there are different ways of doing this. One is they're targeting the Northeast and the West Coast for just legalization, that's what's going on right now. And again, I say, well, if they're going for that kind of legalization, are they not concerned about all the sick people in the Midwest? if this is what their intentions are, because that's what they're presenting to the media, is that this is all about helping those sick people. So they're just kind of skipping the, I guess, the Midwest.
Flyover country.
Wait, I guess. You know, they're hardy folk there. You know, okay. They don't really need help.
I get it. Yeah, I can hear your frustration. Dr. Laura Yard is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. And websites, we've got her website, dyardwellness.com. And she also gave us some websites that you can take a look at if you want more information about this issue, this burning issue, no pun intended, that is asam.org. And then don't let Florida go to pot.org. Don't, D-O-N-T, let FL go to pot.com. So don't let Florida go to pot.com. Interesting, interesting. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you considered an annuity as part of your retirement plan? Did you know that over the past 10 years, Americans put a staggering $2.3 trillion into annuities? Despite their popularity, many people are unsure about annuities. Why? Because annuities have been attacked for decades by financial folks who offer competing products or services. A lot of money is at stake. So you can imagine that financial firms who only offer investments don't want you to consider an annuity. Get the facts. Call Holland Financial to get your free copy of Annuities as Part of Your Retirement Plan. This booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities, as well as straightforward information about their costs, features, safety, and income potential. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
And we are back with Dr. Laura Yard, and she's in Port Orange. She's right there on Dunlaught Avenue. And telephone number, if you want to give her a call, you've got questions, you need some help with addiction and some of the other services that she offers, 386-322-3505. And the website again is dyardwellness.com. So here's a question, Dr. Yard. What about safety? I mean, are these, and the potential impact on people that take these, either are legalized or approved as medical marijuana or not? It's still marijuana.
Correct.
So what's, is it safe for them to take? How's, are there any statistics you have about how this compares to maybe other drugs?
Well, yeah, they keep on saying that it's safer than alcohol, which is untrue. The mortality rate is the same as it is for alcohol-related deaths. Not only that, but whether you are consuming it by, you know, just chewing it. And again, they've got pot tarts and Butterfingers and all these, you know, edible products that are brightly packaged to appeal to the young kids. But whether or not you smoke it, drink it, or eat it, what they do find is that, yes, it's highly addictive. It causes memory impairment. Kids, if they're using it on a continual basis, they can't remember. They can't learn information. And this is what they're seeing in high school and in middle school. It can cause depression, anxiety, and schizophrenia. It can, and again, it could cause brain damage that they are finding is not, it's not, you know, it's, it is permanent.
Not reversible.
And birth defects. So these are not the, this, these are the things that you don't hear about. And these are facts. This, all of this can be researched.
That's staggering. So the website I gave earlier, asam.org, is American Society of Addiction Medicine, and they've got a lot of resources and information there. So here's another basic question that I'll ask Dr. Yard. The push to get this legislation approved to legalize marijuana, that's to have it be able to be used for medical purposes. You'd have to have a medical prescription.
Yeah, but it's a loose law.
Okay.
So basically what it means is that the way the Amendment 2 is written right now, any physician can prescribe it for basically
at
their discretion. There is no age limit. There's no limit to the amount that they can get. And if you have somebody that's a caregiver that's going to dispense, they don't have to have a background check. They don't have to have any training.
That's remarkable. So the stage of this legislation in Florida, and of course other states are facing this, I'm sure, because of some of the pushing that's gone on for this. It's an amendment too, so it's going to go on the ballot.
It is on the ballot.
So it's on the ballot for November.
Mm-hmm.
So this requires voter approval.
Correct.
Okay.
It's the only way we're going to be able to defeat it is for voters to get out. They have to, I can't stress the importance of voting this down, because if it passes, we're going to open Pandora's box, and we're not going to be able to back up. I mean, it's just going to go and go and go and go. And we already have so many impaired people. I mean, there are 40 million substance abusers in the United States, and the cost to the United States already is about $468 billion a year.
I believe
so
that.
Now we make it available to almost anybody. And what do you think is going to happen? We're going to see much more consumption. We're going to see much more addiction. We're going to see many more accidents. We're going to see many more personal injury, you know, accidents and awards.
Hmm. That's not a very nice picture you're painting, Dr.
It's Yara. Not. It's not pretty at all.
I'm staggered by this, and that you would hope, and I try to think it through, I would hope there'd be other ways of dealing with this. And, you know, you mentioned Colorado before the break about it having some of the largest, what they call pill mills.
Yes.
And so is this mm-hmm. something where the marijuana comes in different forms? And so is that also part of the way it's dispensed, or dispensing it out of that same location?
No, well, but what happens is when people, you know, again, marijuana for many people is a gateway drug. So after a while, when the pot is not enough for them, they're going to seek something else. And that's how the pill mills grow. And now, well, we used to have some of the largest pill mills. Colorado now has some of the largest pill mills in the United States.
Mm. And we had changes in Florida to restrict that. And
yeah, but again, we're going to go right back to where we were before if this passes.
All right. So what are the, again, another basic question, what are the alternatives? I've only heard, you know, bits and pieces from the people that are promoting. Again, a lot of it's been in the form of advertising and paid commercials. But if there is this unmet need right now, which I don't really understand, but if we start there and say there's this unmet need of alleviating pain and other symptoms, what would be a better alternative? I mean, I guess my question is there something broken about how care is provided to people that have these problems that are purported to be helped by the legalization?
I would say that there is a need, but you have to get rid of, you know, the psychoactive, what makes it euphoric.
Have there been any presenting of that as part of this?
Yeah, I mean, at the American Society of Addiction Medicine, I think every addiction specialist said, yes, we need to fast track research, but do it through the FDA. Do it properly to get those parts, which are cannabinoids, that work for certain conditions.
And take away the euphoric effect.
Exactly.
So you would be a matter of genetically modifying the
Well,
the
it's just
plant,
it's a matter or? It's a matter of regulation. It's okay. A matter of doing scientific studies. It's a matter of, you know, measuring efficacy and side effects, and, you know, what is it going to affect other medical problems. But, you know, again, we're seeing a lot of issues right now with the THC and the regular marijuana, and there are a lot of things that go into that marijuana that are impurities. So when you're smoking that, there's a lot of other things that are.
It's not just the drug effect.
Oh,
you've got
no.
other stuff in
no.
there, right?
And they are
like one I read or heard somewhere, like one marijuana cigarette or equivalent is equal to like X number of
20 cigarettes
mm-hmm. because of the carcinogenic.
Exactly.
Effect.
They believe there are 400 carcinogenic components in a lot of the marijuana. And remember, there are multiple growers that name their marijuana. So they all have, there are different farmers that make up different marijuana. And this is what we're talking about. And I've got to say this. If these people that are pushing for this legislation to help sick people, I'd like to know if they've ever donated money before for any causes such as epilepsy or cancer.
Hmm.
I'd love to know if these people have donated their money in the past, because I know right now they're investing in the dispensaries, and I'm not so sure that it's for, you know.
Well, if you're just joining us, Dr. Laura Yard is sharing with us a lot of insight about this pending issue of legalization of medical marijuana, and we have that on the November ballot in Florida. And so for you, those of you that listen to this program in other states, something to be aware of and kind of a heads up. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Retirement planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. It also doesn't have to be in a hurry or with sales pressure. Since starting Holland Financial in 1997, it has been David Holland's mission to help individuals and couples plan their futures with personalized financial planning. David puts himself in his clients' shoes and recommends products and services he would choose for himself or his family. To learn more about Holland Financial or to schedule a one-on-one consultation with David, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
And welcome back. We have Dr. Laura Yard in the studio with us, a returning guest and an insightful and interesting and passionate guest she is, and we're glad to have her. And if you'd like more information, deyardwellness.com, deyardwellness.com is her website. She does a lot of work in the addiction, one of 3,000.
I am an addiction specialist, and I am going to be getting board certified through the American Board.
Outstanding.
You know, of addiction medicine.
3,000. They're going to, if these things play out like you've talked about on the program today, Dr. Yard, we're going to need a lot more than 3,000.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt.
So, anything? We got just a couple minutes. Anything else about what you're seeing in other states like Colorado, where this is already passed, that you want to make sure we get in?
One thing I want to mention very quickly: Dr. Sanjay Gupta apparently was seen on CNN. And they featured a child that was about 3 years old that had uncontrolled seizures that responded very well to marijuana. I just want to make sure that people know that that was anecdotal and that child did. The problem is, after that show aired, the population was so positive about the medical marijuana that they didn't even allow a counter discussion by any addiction specialist because they had already planned to have somebody interviewed, but and CNN had planned this, and then they canceled it. But what's going on in Colorado is a lot of parents are taking their kids off of anti-seizure medications, and they're using pot, and these kids are they're having to be admitted to the emergency room. So this is the reality. It's not helping all kids.
That's scary. You would think that there would be a fast-tracking, as you said earlier, to if it is a has the potential to help people, that there would be a fast-tracking of
We're really encouraging that. And actually, there are two things right now. One is for epilepsy that's is being researched right
okay.
now.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that I can't imagine taking a drug without knowing that it has been tested and it's been approved. And it would be a lot like going to your local health food store and saying, you know, I hear this is supposed to do this. I think I'll take, you know, X number of units of it and hope it works. I mean, you know, it's these claims without the FDA approval.
It's smoke and mirrors. That's all it is.
Well, it's definitely smoke.
It's smoke, yeah. I'd like to have the mirrors, but you're absolutely right. It's smoke.
All right. Well, Dr. Laura Yard's been our guest today, and she's helping us understand a very complicated and potentially significant financially impacting issue. Thank you, Dr. Laura Yard, for being on the program with
Thank
us.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.